We'll close our program today with a Jamaican music legend.
This is yours truly, the founding survivor of the Wailing Wailers, Jaboni Wailer.
That's right, the Bunny Wailer who grew up with Bob Marley and was a member of Marley's band, the Wailers. That is, until Bunny decided to go solo. Now, 62-year-old Bunny Wailer is remastering and reissuing his song catalog. First out of the gate is his first solo album, Black Heart Man, originally released in 1976.
Black Heart Man, little children. I said don't go near him. Black Heart Man, children. Or even lions fear him.
I have to know, first of all, was the name Bunny given to you as a nickname, or did your parents name you Bunny from birth?
It was just like a pet name. We normally call these names pet names in Jamaica. You know, you have your official name, but you're given a pet name that you're related to along your life's journey, you know.
Why, did you look like a bunny? Were you like a really cute kid or something?
Well, I might have looked like a rabbit. I don't know about a bunny.
And tell us your birth name. What was your real name at birth?
Real name of birth is Neville O'Reilly Livingston.
So, Bunny, Neville, Bunny Wailer, now 33 years after Black Heart Man came out. Tell us why you've decided to reissue and remaster your entire catalog.
Well, I think that there's a new generation that has never heard of these recordings. So I think it would be fair and just for this generation to have access to the Bunny Wailer catalog as their parents did.
I would really like to know what you were thinking when you went into the studio in 1976 to record this album. I mean, was your decision to go solo about Bob Marley becoming so huge that it was overshadowing for the Wailers, or was it because you had things to express that were not getting expressed by the Wailers?
I don't know what you mean when you say that Bob Marley was overshadowing, because Bob Marley is a Wailer. Once a Wailer, that's the code of the Wailers that a lot of people don't understand. Once a Wailer, always a Wailer. So Bob Marley only exalted the flag of the Wailers, not overshadow. And as far as the Wailers were concerned individually, there were no baggages in the Wailers. And everyone proved that by showing their worth. And I'm satisfied with the result of all of this.
Well, let's play a track from the remastered LP of Black Heart Man. This is your song, Fighting Against Conviction.
I find myself growing in an environment where finding food is just as hard as paying the rent. In trodding these roads of trial and tribulation, I've seen where some have died in desperation to keep battering down Satan, fighting against conviction.
Bunny Wailer, what is life like in Jamaica for you these days? I mean, politically, especially in view of songs like Fighting Against Conviction. I know a lot of things have changed in Jamaica, but still a lot of things have not changed. Are you still fighting, protesting, and speaking out against injustice?
Well, until injustice is no more, I'd be speaking against injustice.
I mean, it's one thing to speak and to talk out against injustice. I think we should mention that you're actually doing something in the way of education. You started an elementary and junior high school in Kingston. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, that is something that I visioned of ever since I was growing up, you know, and it's only privileged that I am in a position to actually make that vision a reality.
If the kids don't have money to attend this school, will you be giving them free admission?
Well, the school is that kind of a school. It's free and affordable education.
Will you start touring again to support these solo album re-releases in order to keep money flowing to that school?
Whatever it takes and whatever support I can get in accordance with, you know, doing such, I think, a responsible duty, I will.
This train, it is bound to glory. This train,
Musician Bunny Wailer there, the last surviving original Wailer. His solo albums are being remastered and reissued. Check out his MySpace page at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow. This train, it is bound to glory. This train don't carry no one away. This train is bound to glory. Now this train don't carry no backsliders. This train, this train don't carry no backsliders. This train, this train, it don't carry no backsliders. This train only cares.